this pretty terrifying, and I'm just going to explain the best I can. This pretty terrifying event went down in the halls of Congress. And of course, Business Insider and all these other outlets are framing this as some kind of own the cons moment. Ha ha ha. Marjorie Taylor Greene got upstaged again. By the way, I'm going to talk about that in a moment, but I didn't break for you people. I'm going full 45 minutes because I love you. And in regards, I need to see some love back from y'all. I need to see some donations in that chat room at CrusadeChannel.com.
Here we go.
I'm working for peanuts here, people.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
There's a little dollar sign in the bottom right corner.
Ching, bling, bling, the chatter.
At CrusadeChannel.com/go. So if you want to, say, hey, Rick, thanks for not taking a break. Thanks for charging on through and bringing us some great content. And breaking out the North Korean accent because everybody wants that. I should get some donations just for the North Korean accent because that's widely requested. You people got it for free today. So throw me some change at crusadechannel.com/chat. There's a little dollar sign in the quarter. Nah, it's for much. $5, $10. One less chicken McNugget meal. So please do so. crusadechannel.com/chat. So we talked to Lori Calhoun. Yesterday, and she said the Pentagon's not woke. The Pentagon may not be woke, but the ranks of the military are. And yesterday, because this weekend, they were all touting out these nonsensical terms, and then they said, oh, I'm sorry, we're sorry, we'll stop being political. The next stinking day, Monday morning. Monday morning. Because apparently, Marjorie Taylor Greene said that Guam was a foreign country. Nah, that's kind of a stupid thing to say, but it's not the dumbest thing that's been said about Guam. Man, it's not the dumbest thing that's ever been said about the territory of Guam in this regard. Because, I mean...
This is a island that at its widest level is, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
Very small island, and about 24 miles, if I recall, long. So 24 miles long, about 7 miles wide at the least widest place on the island, and about 12 miles wide on the widest part of the island. And I don't know how many square miles that is.
Hank, it's 209 square miles.
I don't have that figure with me, sir. I can certainly supply it to you if you'd like.
Yeah, my fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
We don't anticipate that.
All right, so that's not the dumbest thing that's ever been said about Guam. What at least Marjorie Taylor Greene acknowledges that the thing will not capsize or turn into the Titanic, right? As it sinks down into the ocean. Gentlemen, it's been the honor of my life as this island capsizes. You have to give the military personnel credit there because he's going, Because this is why Rick Barrett would not make it in the military. My fear is that the island will capsize. Sir, how the hell did you get elected to Congress? How are you sitting in the, how are you responsible for decisions, sir? But anyway, so Marjorie Taylor Greene has a slip up. What happens next? That's not the problem. What happens next is the problem. And it comes on the heels of the Marines telling Tucker to get right or get left, boomer. Because women are in the Marines now, sucker. G.I. Jane is going to blast that chain gun and she's going to kill the Mohammedans. Because we don't need no man. Except to kill a spider. So, that's not the problem. The problem is when the Guam rep, Michael F.Q. San Nicolas, and members of the National Guard from Guam paid a visit to her office. Yeah, they were carrying a basket and ha ha ha, it ain't funny, bro. It ain't funny when you use military personnel in uniform to occupy an office of a sitting elected official. Doesn't matter if she said something dumb. And I don't care that the rep from Guam visited. He did not need to bring the members of the National Guard from Guam. That is a political statement. I don't care who you are. That is a political statement. And of course, people reacting yesterday in the typical conservative loser manner. Now, I just played the Hank Johnson clip because I thought it was funny. But you had people saying, well, nobody said anything about Hank Johnson and Guam. The Guam people didn't go there. Yeah, you know why? Because liberals were not in charge of the military at that point. The military is for closers. If you ever seen the movie Glengarry Glen Ross. Coffee is for closers. Hey, military is for closers now, boy. The military, a lot, because they have finally conquered every branch of the government. And liberals are going to do what winners do. And that's parade the spoils of their conquest all up and down your face. Oh, the military. Yeah, guess what? As long as liberals are in control, political actions are going to take place. And that should scare the hell out of you. Why did the Guam rep need, he didn't need the National Guard to escort him down. That is a show of intimidation. But of course, we have that loser. Oh, what about Hank Johnson? You can't do Hank Johnson because A, it's old, and B, you didn't do anything at the time. We all made fun of him. The military is controlled by the left. The left is going to show you they are in charge. They're going to walk these guys in full uniform up and down. They're going to keep them outside the Capitol until the end of time. They're going to keep them in the paradise by the dashboard light protocol till the end of time. That's where they're staying. They'll keep extending them out 2 months, 3 months, and then in the middle of the night in fall of this year, they're going to pass an act of Congress that keeps them fortified behind that iron fence until the end of time. So what do we do? Well, first of all, you got to remove this loser thinking of doing whataboutism. And that is loser thinking. It's a cheap response. Oh, well, what about this? Oh, burn. Yeah, nobody cares. It doesn't do anything. It gives you some retweets. It gives you some likes. And that's where it ends. You want to send a message? MAGAs, conservatives, military families, you're upset at this action. You're upset. You know, Colonel Rob Massey, he's all over. He is on these people like white on rice. It's great to see. He's like, oh, yeah, you anonymous cowards. You want to threaten me? Come get me. That's a dude. That's a dude right there. Colonel Massey. Right? I wouldn't mess with that dude. Don't come out from behind your keyboards because that man will mess you up. All you military families, all you MAGAs, all you conservatives, you got to stop bitching. You got to start acting. Well, what do? We can't defund the military. Yeah, that's not going to happen. We know. It's too incestuous. The military is too in bed with corporate American and government and all that stuff. So what we have to do, once again, what is the solution? Solution can be found locally. A solution can be found locally. That's where we're going. First things first. And this conservatives and MAGAs are not going to be able to do this. That's why this plan won't work. And that's why my plan, it was a very good plan. When I tweeted this out last night, got no responses. Practically no responses because everybody looks at it and goes, nah, can't do it. Won't be done. But you want to change this? You want to send a message to your military heroes? Well, there you go. That's the first thing. End the hero worship. Corporate America won't because it looks good and it's great and it's a buzz. You own a small business? Stop giving discounts to active military. But my military's... Nope. If it's a part of the military-industrial complex... And the discount. Because military people, they love themselves that discount. They do. They love it. Believe me, I've taken advantage of it, having a brother-in-law in the service right now.